What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, as always. Join us Monday through Friday for our weekday devotional, Engaging Heaven Today with James Levesque. So good to have you here with us. This might be the longest title we've ever created. It's called The Best Wine Isn't Served Last. The best wine isn't served last. You've heard people say it for years. The best wine is served last. The best wine has been saved for the end. Actually, that is not anywhere near what the Bible says. Christians use it all the time. Makes zero sense. Actually has no meaning whatsoever. To quote the scripture that you're trying to get to, it's John chapter 2, when Jesus was at the wedding feast and he turned water to wine. In verse 9 says, he drew some out, took it to the master of the feast. In verse 10, it says, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now. The best wine isn't served last, it's served now. It's interesting because saying that the best wine is served last is, again, the trap of every day you're living for another time down the road. I don't know if it's because there's two things that kind of irk me about believers. Well, way more than two, but two that are on my mind right now. One is this whole conspiracy side of things, right? It's like we're believers in nature. But why do we have to get kooky conspiracy all the time? It's like our believer needs to be checked. And then the other thing that irks me is, well, one day, so many believers I know live in one day it's going to break through, one day we're going to catch lightning in a bottle, one day I'm not going to be depressed, one day when I get the job, one day when I move out, one day when I lose weight. One day never comes, friends. And I just can't stand how people live in one day. You want to know when the best wine is served? Now. The best season of your life? Now. Now is where we should be living. Not one day, not last, not down the road. No, it was now. And we have to get out of our minds that one day we'll see a revival. One day we'll see this happen. One day maybe my family will change. No, today. It's now. You've got to worry about the things now. Now faith is today. Now. And see, he's not a God of someday. He's a God of now. The best days are not behind you. It's now. See, there's two huge traps. There's the past and there's the future. The problem with the past, we just talk about the past for a minute. There's two more traps in your past. One is your failures. I can't even tell you the people that I have to deal with that can't get over their past. Well, you know what I did? No one cares now. Literally nobody cares anymore. You're stuck. Well, I made a mistake. Well, I ruined a marriage. Well, I did this. Well, I made... And you never can get out of your worst mistake. I just can't forgive myself. I did this. I had 10 abortions. I did this to somebody. I can't get over this. I did this. And no, I mean, I meet people, they literally wear the oppression of their past. It's like the old Scarlet A, you know what I mean? No matter what you did. I got arrested for whatever. I did this. I did that. And it's like you meet people. And it could have been 20 years ago, and you're the guy that went to prison 20 years ago. You're the girl that ran off on her husband 10 years ago. And you never quite can get healed. You never quite can get over where God is trying to bring you. Because you're stuck in your last failure. The devil wants you to live there. How can you ever move forward when you're stuck with your last failure? We're talking about the most powerful moment in your life is now. Not falling into the trap or the past or the future. And the trap in the past, one of, is I messed up. See, failure isn't final. And you're going to have to learn to get on your feet again and fight. And overcome. And believe for restoration. And believe for breakthrough. Your past is a pitfall. Good and bad. The bad still chains people up to this day. Oh, I ruined a marriage. I ruined this. I stole on the job. I got fired for yelling. I did this. And you can't let go of that identity. The other pitfall in your past, which is just as vital, you're going to get after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the best wine isn't served in the end. It's served now, the Bible says. And we're talking about the pitfalls in life. There's two major ditches. One is your future, believe it or not, and one is your past. And in your past, we talked about your mistakes that you make, that it's holding you back from living the best life now. The other pitfall in your past, oh man, it's your successes. I have never seen more blind people to their successes. You know, in Luke chapter 9, something crazy happened. Peter walked up to the mountain of transfiguration, and on that mountain, he saw Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 9 that Peter was like, whoa, I have never in my life seen this. Yeah, I don't think anybody has. This is the most amazing thing ever. Yeah, it is. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to build an altar, three of them, right here, and just worship this. Life will never get better than this. This is the epitome of my life, and I worship this moment. False finish lines. And God basically said to him in the James Levesque paraphrased version, shut up, Peter. Get up off your face and move on. I have greater things for you. Why? Because we're stuck in our successes. There's more millionaires that are prevented in this country and in the world because of their past success. They can't move on. They're scared to risk it again. They're scared that they'll lose it. They're scared they're not going to have it. We're stuck on our successes. You know how many people that I know want the good old days? Look, the good old days are the problem with you now. You want to live a moment that already happened in the past. You only wish you could go back. No, you actually would have a better time now if you let go of the past. If only my marriage could get to, no, it's not supposed to. If only I could, you know, if I just get back to this moment, I'll be happy. You fight so hard to get to this moment that you knew lived there, or when you were having breakthrough, or you were, and you get there and you're not happy. Man, happiness is arbitrary, dude. It's where you are now. It's where God has you now. And stop being drunk in a way off your own successes. You're only as amazing as you are today. Nobody cares. I meet people all the time. Well, you know, so-and-so is going to be there tonight. So-and-so is boring and forgettable. So-and-so? It's not the 80s, dude. I know you were big-time author in the 80s and so was known all around the world one day. No one cares. What are you doing now? No one cares. So-and-so? You're stuck on yesterday. Today matters. Now faith is. Now the best wine is reserved for now. The best time in your life is reserved for now. The greatest victory in your life is reserved for now. And you can't fall into the trap of yesterday's failures, and you can't fall into the trap of yesterday's successes. Reset. A new day, a new morning. There's a reason the sun goes down and rises again. When your memories outlast your dreams, you're dying. And so many people are stuck. You know what Caleb said at 85 years old? When they were handing out land, he said, I'll take that mountain because it took me 40 years and I want it again and I'm 85 years old. And they're like, no, there's giants in the land. And he's like, please, I watched 2 million people die off in 40 years. Give me the land. 85 years old. You know what most 85-year-olds are doing right now? Bingo, exactly. Sitting at home, doing nothing, remembering the day. I have no friends. Everybody's died off. Why am I alive? Caleb, give me the mountain. Forget 85. You know what 60-year-olds are doing? You know what 70-year-olds are doing? The same thing. Oh, my days are over. Oh, I've already lived my best life. Oh, I'm on the backside of the nine. Yeah, you are, because you think you are. I want Calebs to rise up on this earth at 85 years old, say, give me that mountain. You think my greatest days were behind me? They're not. They're in front of me. I'll take it. But we can't enjoy now, because you're stuck in the past, what you did great and what you did horrible. Today, God wants to free you from that. Today, look, there's no way I can get through this. We're gonna have to do tomorrow. We're gonna have to continue on this. I haven't even got to my point or the future pitfall, but we're talking about the past. You've got to get free from it so you can live now. We're talking in the next few days about now. The victory for you is now. The best day is now. The greatest podcast you ever heard is now. The greatest day of work you ever had is now. The greatest service you ever been in is now. Now is your best day. We've got to understand that and seize it. And I free you today of your past failures, and I free you of your past successes. Tune in tomorrow for part two. We love you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.